superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
People don't understand how hard it is to be a productive running back.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
When your quarterback is not respected in the league.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Why do you think the Chiefs would be interested in Bell, Marshall Faulk?
You can't have enough weapons.
Earlier on the show, Hall of Famer Brett Favre. Still to come, former NFL linebacker Sam Acho. 17-year NBA veteran and NBA champion Richard Jefferson. San Francisco Giants broadcaster John Miller. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. It's our Friday show. So that means we've got a lot of football to look forward to and talk about. Three games that nobody's talking about is what I normally give you on a Friday. Chris Brockman gives you winners. On a Friday, he gives you winners.
Gave you two last week.
Sneaky good games. We also go higher register on a Friday, where we've got to go up here in order to believe the position we're taking. And in order to give an opinion, we kind of have to go up here. Like, maybe the Astros still have a chance. Maybe the Dodgers won't break their fan base's hearts anymore. Maybe they'll win three in a row against a Braves team that looks to be locked in. Maybe Le'Veon Bell has learned his lesson from what happened in Pittsburgh and the Jets. Then he'll have a whole new lease on things with the Chiefs. Right?
That's dead on, man. Okay. I'll tell you what.
That'll teach you, Le'Veon. We have a culture here in the Jets, and you do not like tweets of the coach whose job is absolutely no longer going to be his whenever the owners ever decide to make the move that the rest of the free football world knows is coming. You don't like tweets that make the coach look foolish, Le'Veon. You will have to leave us and think about what you've done before signing with the arguable best team in football. Yeah. You will go out there and put your head on a 26 jersey. Who was 26? Is that Damian Williams? Did he put his head on Damian Williams' jersey? Is that what he did? We're looking at him tweeting out Chiefs King of Thanks.
I actually think he took that picture from Adam Schefter's Twitter.
Well, I mean, then Schefter did it.
I think, yeah, or ESPN, their,
or whatever.
Their social department.
I'm pretty sure Schefter did
you will learn your lesson, Le'Veon.
I threw this out. Are we sure Le'Veon's still good?
Okay.
He's well rested.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Look up his age.
28.
Yeah, he's 28.
Yeah. Okay. Look it up. Look up the Chiefs' record and look up who won the Super Bowl last year. Look up who the coach is.
Yeah, but does that
you don't have to look it up.
But does that have anything to do with Le'Veon Bell's skill level now at 28?
Yes, it does.
He took a year off and had a dreadful year for the Jets. He was not good in 2019.
Just you wait.
He didn't have Mahomes on his team.
Please.
He wasn't happy.
Hold on a second.
If you're a good running back, you're a good running back. This guy hasn't had a 20-yard run in 3 years.
Okay. Here's the reason why. 1 year, he didn't play. And the other 2 years, he was on a team that stinks on ice. And I'm not saying this because I'm going on another Jets rant or I'm getting something off my chest. Quarterbacks, as we have seen, with a certain skill set, can take a team and raise the team up. Aaron Rodgers is a terrific example. But you also have to have people catch the football with some ability, and you also have to have an offensive line that protects you. But you can, as a quarterback, run around like crazy for your life, keep your head straight figuratively and your eyes downfield literally, and make plays and win games. You can do that. The running back position, you can't. You can't. You can't from the wide receiver position either. We had a conversation the other day, did we not, about Michael Thomas and the conversation about his status, career trajectory, attitude. The names Antonio Brown are being thrown around, and Le'Veon Bell was brought up as well, even though I think it's apples and oranges. One situation is not like the other. But you know, why do wide receivers complain more than any other position? And I've had this conversation with many people on NFL Network, from Michael Irvin, our guest yesterday, Marshall Faulk, people who know football. And the answer is essentially, it literally is spatial. It is like real estate and location. They are the furthest from the ball. They are the most absolutely dependent on getting the ball. They don't touch it nearly as much as a running back does. Emmanuel Sanders has had an excellent career, I would say. With every stop, he is excellent. Pittsburgh, Denver, where he won a Super Bowl. San Francisco, where he was one more accurate pass away from potentially catching one of the most memorable touchdown-winning Super Bowl catches ever. And now where he is in New Orleans, he just had a 12-catch night. That's a career best. Running backs get touches on a good day 25, 30 times. That's why you don't hear them complain as much. But like wide receivers, they are dependent on having a good quarterback and a good line. Has Le'Veon Bell had that with the Jets? I'll answer the question for you. No. 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 Last year, when he came on this show and he was excited about being a Jet, this was in training camp. It was several months after the report came out that his coach didn't want him at the price that the now fired general manager had acquired him. Got through all of that. Here we go. Sam Darnold and him together. Sam catches mono. Then they're down to the third string quarterback because Myles Garrett pulled a crazy ass play on Trevor Siemian, who had literally one sip of coffee with the Jets before breaking his ankle. Let's not forget Le'Veon Bell in his first game as a Jet against the Patriots, who he had some terrific performances against as a Steeler. Let's not forget Luke Falk got that start for the Jets. Le'Veon Bell has never, and he's had a coach who didn't believe in him, and a coach who has never shown yet, I will change how I do things to fit who is on my roster, whether I like him or not. Now he's got Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy and Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill and Sammy Watkins and Mecole Hardman and Travis Kelce and Clyde Edwards-Helaire and an offensive line that does not make a ton of mistakes. Look out, everybody. Look out. And the closest the Jets will get to the Super Bowl this year is if the Seahawks and Chiefs play each other, when Jamal Adams and Le'Veon Bell will be on the field. And you can both, Chiefs and Seahawks fans, turn to the Jets and say, thank you. Thank you for having no plan, no clue, and no direction. Thank you, New York Jets and Seahawks Chiefs. is in the ether right now as a possibility.
Sign me up for that.
I'm in for that one.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah. Lev and Jamal can compare notes on the field in Raymond James Stadium, should that happen. Compare notes. And it's interesting, Lev kind of went at the Prez when Jamal Adams got his exit visas this summer about tapping out. Now Le'Veon Bell's tweeting out photographs of himself in a Chiefs jersey, literally within seconds of being released. Well, a day. It took a day after being released by the Jets, and can't blame him. Can't blame him. He is in an amazing spot. You could make the case. He's in a better spot offensively, coaching-wise, than he was in Pittsburgh. We can make this argument. Big Ben and Bell and Brown, okay, was tremendous. And Todd Haley was the one who was dialing things up then. I proffer to say whatever drama there was going on amongst the coaches with Ben and whatever, that drama's not going to be there in Kansas City. He could be in a better spot now. To answer your question, if his effectiveness is in question for you, I'm telling you, put it out of your mind. And
okay, but he still has to go do it.
He still has to have everything set up perfectly. Got it.
And he still has to perform.
Got it.
And I'm gonna wait until I see it for a game or two.
So I guess you and I will wait together, and like Le'Veon Bell's running style, I'll hit the hole and not look back.
For 19 yards, not 20.
Got it. Okay.
There's no way he doesn't ball out.
Oh, God. I don't think there's any doubt.
I mean, look, you're not asking him to carry the ball 25 times. You're asking him to be a part of this offense that's already moving.
Pressure's off, man. Don't forget, Don Bowie just got in my ear, too. Don't forget, he's one of the best pass-catching running backs.
Of all time.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so
But it's been three years.
Let's get you looking at the cheetah going in one direction, and then bring your quarterback in the other direction and have Le'Veon Bell sneak out. Oh my God. And let's use a play from the 1933 Cotton Bowl that nobody's seen forever.
Right, but no one's afraid of Le'Veon Bell still.
No one's afraid of New York Jet Le'Veon Bell.
Of course not.
KC Chief Le'Veon Bell. And no one's
afraid of the 2018 Le'Veon Bell, who decided
to go play hoops at LA Fitness in South Beach.
Right, like, to make a point. That did not pay off for him with the Jets financially and career-wise.
Well, financially it did. He got his money.
No. He left whatever money he left on the table in 2018, he did not make up with the Jets.
He made $28 million for 17 games.
Great.
But he still left.
He left almost $15 million on the table in 2018 that he'll never get back. He'll never get that back.
I understand.
He needs to make, and again, that's the whole point, is when you hold out, you need to make that much more on your next contract. You need to make that much more. And right now, he's playing for probably the league minimum. I'm sure, you know, he's banking the Johnson & Johnson dollars, I'm sure, obviously.
The Jets are paying the $6 million.
Right, so, but it's offset on whatever, you know, whatever the league minimum is going to be offset. Whatever, doesn't matter. He's also, as you know, a free agent for next year. That's why Marshall came on the show yesterday saying he's going to choose the Chiefs' best quarterback, best system, best chance to win in your walk year to show everybody, hey, everyone, maybe I can make that $15 million back because I just showed you what I can do. I absolutely think this is working out.
I understand, but we also said the same thing last year about LeSean McCoy going to the Chiefs.
Oh, totally
And he
different.
Was inactive for
totally
the Super
different.
Bowl.
LeSean McCoy wasn't 28 years old. Come on, man. Le'Veon Bell is 28 years old, and he does not have a lot of tread on his tires from the last three seasons. And I don't think just because of what we've seen in New York, that is an indication of his abilities and also expectations. You and I can disagree on that. But the beautiful thing is we're going to start seeing it soon. Unfortunately, it won't be beautiful, in my estimation, for the rest of the league. But at least the Jets showed everybody they've got a line you can't cross. Jay in Kansas City, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Jay?
Hey, Rich Eisen. It is absolutely an honor to speak to you, sir.
Thank you for saying
that. I grew up watching you
And it's absolutely an honor to speak to you, sir.
Okay. I appreciate you calling me, sir, and saying it's an honor. But before we move forward, I do have to ask how old you are. How old are you?
I am 34 years old. Oh.
I'm an old man. So when I was cutting a rug with Stuart Scott, if you will, you were in like eighth grade?
No, sir. I was in third grade.
How's your social studies?
Recess.
How's your language arts? Jay, let's put that into practice here. What do you got to say? But thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
First of all, I discovered you watching. Discover you watching when you came on the NFL Network with Deion Sanders and
sure.
Mooch, and
that's
absolutely
fun.
Loved you guys.
Me too.
On game day final,
we
absolutely
love doing
loved
it.
That.
We love doing it too. It really was an honor. It was a pleasure doing that show. We had a total blast.
Especially when Adrian Peterson would go off, Peterson. And you guys would be like, Adrian Peterson.
Mooch would sometimes pass out because he held his breath so long to get the Peterson right. He would turn so red, he'd lost oxygen.
Anyway, but I wanted to say, how New England Patriots for the last 20 years been this evil empire, you know, where all the good players go to them, Randy Moss and all these great legends that end up going to New England. I just want to say it feels great to be the new evil empire in the NFL. Absolutely love it. I've been a fan of the Kansas City Chiefs since 1998, since Joe Montana was throwing the ball in earlier in 2000s, Priest Holmes and Larry Johnson, and it is absolutely amazing that we finally got a Super Bowl and we're going to get a couple more. That is absolutely awesome.
I think it's going to be this current decade, the roaring 20s, if you will, for Kansas City. You're set up, and congratulations on that. Thanks for saying what you said. Don't be a stranger. Let's keep chatting.
Absolutely, sir. And thank you for the Jets. We will thank you guys when we are on the Super Bowl.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Jay. You're welcome. You're welcome. And by the way, you could also thank you very much. And you could also thank the Eagles for saying the Andy Reid era is over. You can't blame that had run its course in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
That had run its course in Philadelphia. Let's not forget that had basically run its course in Philly.
We were all also kind of shocked that he went right back into another job.
Well, I mean, and then Kansas City took him, and look at them now. And, you know, honestly, I'll never forget that night when Kansas City traded up. We're sitting there in Philadelphia, of all places, at the draft. Eagles trade up, and I look at Mayock, my Philly and Andy Reid whisperer, and we all kind of just agreed on the air that this is... This is Deshaun Watson. This is it. He's gonna get his guy.
Yep.
And it was Patrick Mahomes. Like, oh, okay, all right. Andy must see something in this kid, and you know he's got a big arm and he's got a big game, and comes from Texas Tech from the Big 12. We'll see what happens in the NFL. And then he did not even start a game until Week 17 when Alex Smith had already wrapped things up, so they let him wet his beak a little bit with his first start in Denver, give him a little taste of what it's like to be on the road in division as well. And Brett Veach of the organization putting it all together. John Dorsey was there at the time as well, and we know as soon as that happened, Cleveland's like, you come on over here, John, you come here. And that didn't work out there. We'll see how it does with Mayfield, by the way, who's 4-1. How about that? Again, just to reiterate here, this kid is signed for the next 10 years for $450 million, and he's already... This is what you want in the NFL. This is what you want. You want to get somebody who is generationally talented at the quarterback position with a draft choice as high as 10th overall. And certainly when you trade up together, that's got to work out. It's got to pan out.
Yep.
If it pans out, you're going to win a Super Bowl. If you're lucky, you win a Super Bowl while he's inexpensive in his first iteration of his contract. That's how you do it. Before you have to make the big commitment, you get one in your back pocket already. Because then you know you got the guy who can do it already. You're going to pay through the nose, but so what? And then you've got a coach that is so dialed into the kid that it makes the kid better and the kid makes the coach better. And then, you know, you get the other pieces around him. Of course, you need to do that. That's what the Kansas City Chiefs have. Set up for a decade. Unbelievable. The opposite is you draft that kid in his third year, he gets mononucleosis. And then you fire the general manager, you hire a coach, put him into that guy's hands who totally screws the pooch, pardon me. And then the general manager who did draft the kid gets to draft one more time before you fire him. And then 17 games later, injury included, you take the best offensive player that you have to help evaluate the kid and teach him a lesson and show the rest of the league what the 0-5 culture is in your building, that there's a line that cannot be crossed, certainly if it's on Twitter, and then you let that guy walk to the quarterback and coach and organization that's on the opposite end of that spectrum. Just placing it all together to make sure you understand that I am living in a world of football poop. To use a private pile phrase that I just cleaned up for you.
Thank you.
Sam Acho, author, linebacker, thinking man. We'll talk some football with him right here on the Rich Eisen Show on Peacock in a moment. Old Spice now has Below Deck, a new line of products for your, well, below deck area. New Below Deck Powder Spray helps you feel drier and cleaner down below. New Below Deck Anti-Chafe Stick helps prevent inner thigh chafing. Nobody wants that. Available in the family planning aisle at Walmart or online at walmart.com/Old Spice Below Deck. So everybody, go to my Twitter feed at Rich Eisen. No, I put a piece of video that crossed my Twitter feed today about a player, a center fielder in the Taiwanese baseball league, slow rolling. I've never seen this before. Go check this out. He slow rolls a home run hitter. Somebody hits a ball, looks like it's over the fence. He does make the catch, but his body language after he makes the catch makes you think that, oh, he slumped his shoulders like he couldn't make the catch. The hitter thinks he's hit a home run. So do the announcers. So do the fans. And batter crosses the plate, and he's basically told, no, you're out. Guy made the catch the entire time. I've never seen anything like that. You called it a slow roll, Chris, he slow rolled the hitter. It's one of the most – I've never seen any video like this. It's amazing. You got to go check that out. We're back here on our Rich Eisen Show radio. Our radio network has rejoined us, so we say hello to everybody. We're one big happy family. Before I get to Sam Acho, we were talking about Le'Veon Bell. Chris Brockman was wondering if Bell is going to be the same effective runner, if he's still the same guy. I'm saying he's going to be dynamite with the Chiefs. Just you watch. You won't have the pressure on him. He's got so many, you know, and he's not, he won't have to carry the whole load. Literally, he's one of five, six weapons that's going to keep an off defensive coordinator up at night, from the quarterback to the tight end to three wide receivers, and now him. And Edwards-Helaire, if you want to include him too. So I'm wondering, and people are wondering if he can do well enough. If you were somebody like Chris, you agree, maybe we'll see. We'll see. Who's the best comedy writer, you know, Chris, who punches up copy? Who's the best one at that?
Besides my partner, yes, Sarah Tiana,
you can include her.
I would say she is.
Okay. I received a text.
From her?
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
It's like, from her?
I have. I'll read it here. And, you know, I'll give credit. I could say it. Like, honestly, she writes for people.
Yeah, she punches up. Yeah,
right. And so she doesn't expect the credit. Maybe she likes it, right? We all do.
Sure.
The Jets should be able to stop Le'Veon on the Chiefs, since they are the one team that has kept him from running the ball for 2 years. Ladies and gentlemen, Sarah Tiana.
She's out there listening.
She's right. Sarah, spot on. Hey, you're mixing it up. What's with that with the Chiefs? I mean,
Someone sent me a DM that Ozuna started it because they're not allowed to do the chop anymore.
Oh, I see. Oh. So now they're just mixing it up.
Now they're mixing it up.
It's annoying. It's one of those things, again, great if it's for you.
Yeah, great.
For the rest of everyone else, it's like, I don't like it. I don't appreciate the enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Infectious for you, annoying for me.
Yeah, stop them.
It's right, pretty much. Okay, he is the author of Let the World See You, How to Be Real in a World Full of Fakes. Oh, my gosh. Sam Acho here on the Rich Eisen Show. Sam, you must not live in Los Angeles.
I don't, even though my brother just moved to L.A. not too long ago. So I think I wrote the book for him in a lot of ways, Emmanuel.
Well, if there might be some fakes in his studio. I'll tell you that.
Hey, now.
Is that wrong to say? Is that wrong to say? Maybe you
went there. He went there.
I did go there. Well, I don't have to go there to work. How are you, Sam?
I'm doing great, Rich. I'm doing great, man. It's really good to be on with you.
It is good to be on with you, too. Why'd you write this book, Sam? Let's walk through the door this way.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I wrote this book. It's funny. People ask, okay, well, was it something you had planned on or something you hoped to do? Honestly, this book really was birthed out of pain. It was birthed out of a time where I just signed like a multi-year, multi-million dollar contract, going on my eighth year in the NFL, and on the outside, things looked like they were going great. I had made it in a lot of ways. But as the title says, How to Be Real in a World Full of Fakes, Let the World See You, I was catching myself hiding, not really showing people the real me. Prime example, people who know me, they know I love learning. Education is like my thing. I got my MBA while I was playing from the Thunderbird School of Global Management, the number one international MBA in the world, and I didn't tell anybody. Kept it a secret from my teammates, coaches, staff. I didn't want them to think that I didn't fit into the typical NFL, mold.
Right.
Right. So that's one way that I hid. Another way that I hid really was like, people know me, I'm a Christian too. So it's like, while I'm on the field and I'm getting into fights with guys and I'm competing, and they're like, whoa, 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 what is this? Sam, we haven't seen this before. Where are you? So I would try to hide this, I would get angry and I would hide. I would try to hide, right? And so, funny enough, week before training camp, 2018 season, Chicago Bears, Matt Nagy, new coach. His motto that year actually was BU.
BU,
so
yes.
Fitting. I'm sitting down with one of my buddies the week before training camp and just telling them how, yeah, things look good on the outside, but on the inside, I'm struggling, man. Like, I'm not doing well at all. And I remember just being in tears with this guy, like crying, like, man, I don't know what's going on. And he looks at me and he says, well, Sam, I said, I need to get back to the football season, right? I got a week. We'll get to training camp season, be with the guys. I'll be fine. He says, Sam, if that's how you are right now, he said, I'm afraid of what happens when football is over for you, when you retire. This is how you feel. And as I'm like looking up and as I'm like crying, like wiping the tear away, he looks at me and he says, and oh, by the way, Sam, it's nice to see you.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, like, what do you mean by that? He said, dude, I've known you for 10 years. All I've seen is the put together, right, the million-dollar smile, guy who's got it all together, but it's good to see that you are human. It's good to see you. And so that moment for me really was the start of something new in me, right? The start of me showing people who I really was. I actually started going to counseling. A week later, you recommended a counselor. I started talking to this counselor, and as I'm talking, the counselor says, hey, Sam, I got a question for you. He says, what do you do when you get angry? And I look at him, and I say, well, I just don't get angry. He says, well, what do you mean, man? Just, what do you do when you get angry? I said, well, I just try not to get angry. And he looks at me again. He says, Sam, everybody gets angry. So what do you do when you get angry? I thought this was going to be like a quick, like, one meeting, two steps of getting it. He was like, no, man, this is going to be a lot longer. What do you do when you get angry? And after he asked that question, I start to cry. And he looks at me in my tears. And it wasn't just like one of the little, like, drops. It was like ugly, ugly cry. And he looks at me in my tears and all, and he says, it's nice to see you, Sam. And so this book, Rich, is really about what it means to be seen, to be known, and to be loved. I think at the end of the day, what everybody really wants is just to know that they're loved, appreciated, right? Talking about Le'Veon Bell, talking about Jamal Adams, talking about any of these players who leave teams.
Right.
What's the first thing they say? And I've been there before. Man, it's good to go somewhere where I'm valued, where I'm appreciated, right? And it's not a football book, right? I know my book, Let the World See You, How to Be Real in a World Full of Fakes. It's not a football book. It's a book for anybody who's ever felt any kind of guilt, shame, doubt, fear, right? Any of these emotions, and you ever felt like you had to hide them. It's about what it means to be free.
Sam Acho here on the Rich Eisen Show. So are you done? Are you retired? Are you?
I don't know, man. I've been training and I've been staying in shape to stay ready. But in all reality, a lot of my desires have changed, right? Like with this book, you mentioned, like, how did it come about? I didn't plan it, right? But that year, a lot happened, right? Not only those conversations, but I remember carrying my peg, being out for the season. I remember having a really real passion to do some social justice work. And all of a sudden, since I had more time on my hands, got a chance to get with the guys on the Bears and not only support my teammates to play, first time we made the playoffs in 5-10 years, but also I got a chance to help my team raise about $1 million to go towards social justice stuff, right? So doing that, and the book came out, and I'm going speaking and letting people know about this message about freedom. And so to answer your question, if somebody called, I would pick up. I don't know what I would say right now, because I feel like God has changed a lot of the desires of my heart to something bigger than just football.
Well, the reason why I ask is because you brought up about how the conversation that led to this book and led to, I guess, an awakening might be a way to put it, or a realization.
Yeah.
How are you going to feel like, or what's going to happen when you're retired? And that, to me, having been associated with the NFL Network since 2003, was one of the first things that was impressed upon me on my experiences of meeting players, getting to know the men underneath the helmet and the pads, if you will. And realizing after years of just sitting on a SportsCenter set and being just a fan watching a game on television that these are human beings. You know, these are human beings. And many of the times we find out about the human beings for the wrong reasons, because that's when we see in the headlines about, an arrest or some sort of flouting of the law, when 99% of the men who play football, fathers and sons, and sometimes, like in the case of Favre, grandfathers and community, upstanding people, who after 4 years of playing the sport on average, after being a big man on campus like you at the University of Texas, have to figure out something else to do because the career is over. And it is one of the most heartbreaking things that I ever get to see in person. It's so difficult. But we're seeing your brother. He's crushing it right now. There's no question about that. But that's why I asked you if you're retired, to see, you know, if this is what you want to do, this sort of conversation or authoring or what have you, and see how you're, if you will, handling all of
that.
Yeah,
no, it definitely is. And even in the book, I actually write this chapter called The Art of the Pivot, how to handle life's transitions. And I talk about this because as I was writing, though I still went back after the 2018 season, I got injured, I got released by the Bears, I went back a few months later and signed with Tampa Bay and played with Tampa Bay last season and with BA and the whole squad. But something was different, Rich. Something was different after kind of coming to this realization that I'm more than just what I do, that I'm more than just a football player. So, yes, I went back and played. This is kind of an answer to your question. Yes, I went back and played, but my reasoning was different, right? It wasn't so much about what's the biggest contract I can get, or, you know, how many QBs can I sack. It was more about, okay, how can I make an impact on these guys on the locker room? Because I've seen the stats the same way you've seen them, right? 80% of guys after retirement, and this was stat at least when I came in, are either 80% are either divorced, depressed, or bankrupt within 3 years after they retire. And so my heart said, yeah, I don't like that. And I don't want that to be the story for anybody, any of my teammates, current, former, or even future guys who are going to play in the NFL, but even more in the NFL, like in life, people hide, you know, in businesses and bars. And so that's why I wrote the book, right? That's why I wrote Let the World See You. It's for anybody who's ever gone through a transition, who's going through a transition, who knows what it feels like to hide. But also it's this idea that you don't have to always jump. Even if you know, like even for me, like I knew, I'm starting to understand that football, right? I'm one on your 10, right? So I'm way past the average. Football has a shorter lifespan looking forward for me than others.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, I still may play if I get a call. My passion is really about helping people be free, and that's what I think is shown in the book.
Sam Acho here on the Rich Eisen Show. I guess if you don't mind, let's talk a little bit of football. And, you know, you spent last year with Tampa. Did you get a sense that the team was kicking tires on somebody other than Jameis at the end of the season, in the manner that we're learning that they were already evaluating other quarterbacks elsewhere? Did you get that sense?
Yeah, absolutely. What I saw last year, the team started off, I got there, I think the team was 1-6. 6, 1-7 at the time. I got there week 8. We ended up winning, I think, 7 out of our last 9 games, which was positive. But you could tell the team was kind of saying, we need something or someone to help us get over this hump. And obviously the first position you look at is the quarterback. And so I did get that sense that, man, yes, Jameis played really, really well, but the team, you know, Jason Light, the GM, whether it was BA, even defensive, on the defensive side with Todd Bowles, it's like, hey, we need somebody, right? Maybe it's quarterback, maybe it's tight end, maybe it's some guys on the defensive side of the ball to really help us get over that hump. Because anybody who knows BA is a winner. He doesn't play around, right? He's a winner, right? One of the biggest things I remember playing with them in Tampa Bay and also in Arizona, when I played with them in Arizona, right? You start stacking those wins, 1 in a row, 2 in a row, 3 in a row, right? This idea of momentum. We see it, you know, when he says, you know, they remember what you do in December, right? Playoff teams, right? It's momentum. And so anyways, to answer your question, I did get a sense that the team was ready to go in a different direction. I didn't know it was going to be Tom Brady, and I think the jury's still out on seeing how that marriage is going to work out with B.A. and his mind about throwing it deep 7 to 9 times a game, and Tom Brady, in a lot of ways, the check down king. We're still going to see how that's going to work out, but I did get a sense that Tampa Bay is trying to win and trying to win now.
Sam, do you want to do this for a living, like analysis? Like, is that something that you'd be interested in or no?
I know I'm good at it, Rich, but I don't know if I want to do it for a living. I mean, I enjoy it, and I've been doing a little bit of it, and I enjoy it. And I think what I can provide is, like, the athlete perspective, right? Because I feel like it's so easy to, like, look, Mr. Trubisky, everybody gets on Mr. Trubisky. Oh, man, bench the guy, this and that. It's like, no, it's so much deeper than that, right? People are getting on Le'Veon Bell, right? Jamal Adams. They're saying these guys are, you know, some people have said they're cancers. And it's like, dude, hold on. If you got 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 players saying the same thing, I'm not just saying about Adam Gase, right? It happens from team to team. It's like maybe you should look at it from a player's perspective. And so anyways, yeah, this is some stuff I really enjoy doing, talking ball, encouraging people, and just kind of giving people a different mindset, a different point of view than what you usually hear.
All right. And then, again, I guess if you don't mind, last thing for you to diagnose from afar what's going on with Michael Thomas and the Saints. What do you think's going on there?
Yeah, so that's really, really interesting. It's funny, when I was a free agent last year, I actually had a workout with the Saints. And so I reached out to – I got some people from their player personnel group reached out to me, worked out with the team. And I know a bunch of the guys on that team really, really well. I was actually really surprised when I saw what I saw with Michael Thomas. And obviously I'm not in that locker room now, and I think they have a tight locker room, which is a sign of a good team. Not too much is going to get out. But – what I do know is this, right? There's a phrase people talk about, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts, absolutely. There's this idea that whether you're a football player, a TV personality, a person in politics, no matter what field you're in, you start getting a little bit of power and prestige sometimes, not all the time, but oftentimes it can get to your head. And so looking at Michael Thomas and what happened last week with that, with, you know, getting a fight in practice, looking at Earl Thomas, right, a guy I played with in college, looking at why he's not on a team right now, right, you start wondering, man, it's not necessarily about the people, it's more about what is the prestige oftentimes, or the success, the fame. It can really I've heard it said that money, fame, success, it's a magnifying glass, so it can expose a lot of things. And so I think that's why that's what we're seeing with Michael Thomas, but also that's why I really want people to get a hold of this book, because it really helps expose some of our flaws or insecurities and help us get a better grasp of how to handle them well.
Let the world see you, how to be real in a world of fake. Sam Acho, let's do this more often. If you do want to, you know, give a couple cents on the football world, and well, I'm more than happy to continue our conversations. We'll do that.
Awesome. I'd absolutely love to, Rich. Thank you.
You got it. And let me know how your brother uses this book in his daily business.
I will. I absolutely will.
Okay, great. You take care, Sam.
All right.
Sam Acho at The Sam Acho, Twitter and Instagram. There you go. I'll leave that one there. 844-204-RICH. We'll take your phone calls. In a second. That was good with Sam. Richard Jefferson and John Miller still to come. Oh, let's do Higher Register next.
Okay,
let's
great.
Do that.
Yeah.
Let's do it next. You know what's really scary? Seeing just how much you could have been saving on car insurance by switching to GEICO. It's almost as scary as that homemade elf costume your mom made you wear in junior high school. No, Geico can't erase the memory of tripping down the hallway in oversized pointy shoes, but they could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Stop waking up at night in a cold sweat, people, wondering what happened to that green onesie. Just switch to Geico and save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Shop local with Visa to help support your community. Because where you shop matters. Visa. Everywhere you want to be.
Ready to go higher register? You ready?
I don't know, man.
What do you mean you don't know?
Apparently I stink at this, so
you
I
don't stink at you. No. You're developing.
Well, we all start at the same day.
You're developing. Look, this is higher register is not your wheelhouse. It's just not.
No.
You don't talk higher. Well, you just did it right there. I mean, just channel that moment. I'm not saying it's your inability to be produced or your inability to execute. It's you just don't have the voice that normally. Yeah, you can just go there. Like you've got that baritone. Man.
It tends to keep some bass in my voice.
I understand that.
Barry
That's
White
your
situation.
Default.
Yeah.
But I think it's within you.
Well, we're trying.
See,
we're trying.
It's in there.
I think we're gonna try.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show radio network, hello to our mightier 1090 listeners and to all the Dodger fans out there feeling you. Oh, did you see Daniel Jeremiah, noted Padre honk? Did you see his tweet last night?
I did, and then
I retweeted that.
And then we talked for a little bit last night.
You talked? You called DJ?
Yeah.
Let me read this to people.
Because he's on a big thread with some guys locally. And Dodger fans, and he was kind of telling me this.
Yeah, DJ, my compadre from NFL Network, NFL Media Group, Daniel Jeremiah at Move the Sticks. Dodger fans, he's a diehard Padre fan.
Diehard.
Sent this text to my Dodger fan buddy. Here's the text. Only thing funnier than this choke job is knowing you guys will trade for Arenado and have the same result next year. Hashtag go pods.
I mean,
tell him he's wrong.
They can't afford Arenado and Mookie Betts. I mean, they're going to have to pay Bellinger at some point.
Yeah, he's got to get paid.
He's going to no. He's going to have to get Pizzade.
Yeah.
He's going to have to get paid like Betts.
Like Trout.
For cash.
Yeah. Like that.
Three,
otherwise, he'll be wearing pinstripes like his daddy.
Yep.
We'll take him.
I mean, Arenado, I know we love Red Turn 2, Justin Turner, but he's 35, 36.
Yeah. So what? He's not the reason why they have trouble in October. He's like their best money player.
No, they need...
He's Mr. October for them.
They need clutch pitching in October, which they do not have.
Yeah the closer.
A closer that doesn't bring a gas can to the mound.
Oh, my word. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Manny in El Paso. What's up, Manny?
It's Friday. It's time to toss a week's issues aside like Patrick Henry tossed Josh Norman.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. What do you got for us, Manny?
Here's a newsflash. Brett Favre knows movies better than Brockman. Wow, that's very interesting.
All right.
Manny, wait, hold on. What is that shot you just took?
He's blowing darts.
I love you, Chris. I'm sorry. I love you. You know that. But, come on, man. You haven't even finished the movie Manchurian Candidate that you have for Homer.
Well, we got baseball playoffs. So there's a lot going on in my house, man.
You got a baby.
That is true. And congratulations on Baby Gronk, as you call him.
Thank you.
Well, sir, I couldn't enjoy the Lakers championship win with what happened to Dak the same day. I mean, Dak is all heart. I mean, Jerry Jones, shame on you. He called Dak the future, but doesn't pay him long-term. I had mentioned last time that the Cowboys fans are driven to drink, and Jerry Jones is one of those reasons. And TJ, I love you, man. I love the Batman Joker picks that you have up there, but Dallas fans are some of the worst. And I'm a Dallas fan. I'm since back in the Danny White days.
Okay.
There's a guy around town that drives around in a huge Ford F-250, cowboy blue, the huge star on each side, and he drives around when the Cowboys win. Lately, I haven't seen the truck, but, I mean, you see that driving around, and as a fan, I'm like, come on, man, that's just cheesy and... No cause whatsoever.
Okay, Manny.
One last question for you.
Sure.
Would you prefer to watch the current circus of Jets football or get back former Massinger Mark Sanchez with all his hot dog eating butt fumble glory days? Other than that, gentlemen, have a good weekend. Manny. Let's watch some football.
Stay safe. Mask up. I love you guys.
Yeah, Manny.
Mark, I want you to have my cheese fries.
Yeah, we didn't play that for Mark.
No, we never got to that. I was saying.
Well, we'll get him back.
I got excited.
We'll get him back.
He had a great game alien. That day.
Well, I think Manny's going to like my higher register.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's hit it. Here, it's a Friday. It's a Friday. It's a higher register right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Could you add it over there, Mikey? Here we go. Higher register.
There's a chance.
The Rich Eisen Shows.
But there could be.
Higher register. Take of the week.
Here we go. All right. Again, we have to give our opinions, and we noticed that in our conversations, when we go up here, it means we got to go up here in order to believe what we're saying. Here's my higher register.
What do you got?
We have seen before, this is not an anomaly in the NFL, to see somebody's career resuscitated by a change of venue. We're going to see that for Le'Veon Bell, literally, I think, in 5 minutes. All right? But at the quarterback position, where somebody is a starter and then becomes a backup and then gets an opportunity to start and then they go on a magical run, we have seen that. We've seen it in the NFC East as well, have we not? Philadelphia Eagles fans will tell you all about St. Nick Foles. Bears fans are hoping to catch that Foles lightning in the 2020 bottle. So I'm saying that even though Dak is hurt, even though that was an awful thing to see, they still have Amari Cooper there and Michael Gallup there and CeeDee Lamb there and Zeke there and a banged up offensive line here. Leighton Van Der Esch is supposedly coming back. Maybe, just maybe, Cowboys will be all right with Andy Dalton.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Andy Dalton was going to show up. He's made the playoffs before. I know he didn't win for Marvin Lewis. Just maybe Andy Dalton's going to be all right. Maybe it'll start in a primetime game on Monday night where he's never really won. Maybe it'll start this very weekend. He's one of the greats in the history of TCU. He's done it before in the state of Texas. Maybe it's just going to be fine. High register, everybody.
Not bad.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that. What else you got over there, Chris?
All right. For 10 straight years, at least, yep, I have picked a Patriots-Packers Super Bowl because Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers are the two best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Okay.
And a Super Bowl between these two guys is what us fans deserve.
Yes, indeed.
And now that Tom Brady is gone to the NFC.
Yes.
They obviously can't play in the Super Bowl, but they can play in the NFC Championship game.
It's possible.
And Packers-Bucks this week, I think it just might be an NFC Championship game preview. I mean, Aaron Rodgers looks like the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady's having senior moments, but I think there is time for him to get it together to get the Bucks on a run. And these two teams.
Now you sound like Caliendo doing Schefter.
I know.
Good play.
So you're literally going higher register to believe in Tom Brady's championship success? Is that literally what you're doing right now?
I think that's what I'm doing.
He's abandoned Brady.
Oh, my gosh. Bobblehead.
Look, Brady's not mine anymore.
Yeah,
he's not mine.
I got the bobblehead
I'm
now,
all
Rich.
In on Cam.
Certainly you can't go higher register on the Packers. And they're for real.
Not going higher register on the Packers. I think they'll be there, but I think the Bucks have a shot to get it together.
T.J. Jefferson, here we go. Speaking of getting it together,
I mean,
get ready for your higher register. Now, forget your baritone. Forget that person.
Gotcha.
Forget that. Channel your inner higher register. What is your take for this week?
I get nervous, and you guys are making me nervous.
No, don't get nervous. It's not like we're streaming live and on satellite and terrestrial radio.
15 million people possibly watching this right now.
TriCast?
I think you can do it.
Okay. I really have confidence in you.
First and foremost, I'm going to say this. I am not a hater. I'm a congratulator. So I'm going to congratulate the Lakers for winning the NBA championship.
Okay.
I said it was going to be good for the city. It was going to be good for the fans.
You did say all of these things.
I said all that, and I do mean it. And but now we've got a former Laker coaching the Clippers with Tyronn Lue.
Yes, that happened.
And he's a Laker legend, I would say. He's been immortalized in Laker lore. He's got a championship ring.
Oh, boy. Legend.
Got stepped over by AI, but that's not the point. The point is there's a new regime in Clipperland,
yes,
and I'm just here to say it, that maybe Tyronn Lue is the guy who's going to take the Clippers. Yeah. Maybe Tyronn Lue is the answer for the Clippers, you know?
Yeah, you did it.
Maybe
you
he is.
You did it. See? Yeah. Hey, see, you did it.
I mean, look, he coached LeBron to a ring, and you know, and he knows what goes on in LeBron's head, right? He could be the LeBron whisperer. We thought Ruben Patterson was the Kobe stopper back in the day. Nice. That turned out not to be true. Nice. Maybe Tyronn Lue is the LeBron whisperer, and he knows how the man thinks. He knows how he moves, and he can game plan for that. Tyronn Lue's going to bring us a championship. Yeah.
That's your best diamond of the day.
Well, I mean, I felt done. The pressure bust pipes well and also done. Diamonds, all right?
Well done.
That's higher register.
I have a bonus
week.
One. Oh, I mean, yesterday we made a little fun of you because your shirt was a little low buttoned. Uh-huh. I got to admit, it actually wasn't as bad as I thought when I watched it.
It wasn't.
I watched it a couple times last night. Sure wasn't buttoned as low as we thought it was.
Thank you.
And TJ, we made a little fun of Rich for no reason.
Thank you very much. What is that? All right, high register, everybody.
Hey.
That's good.
Great segment.
That's good. That's very, very rare that we have a phone call from Taiwan. But I did mention how I saw something on a baseball diamond I've never seen before.
Yeah.
Daniel, are you calling from Taipei right now?
Yes. Hi, Rich. How's it going? Thank you for having me on.
What's going on, Daniel?
Well, I just want to say thank you for retweeting the CPBL tweet. I helped the CPBL run their Twitter account. I'm the main English guy. You know, I couldn't help but say thank you very much for reaching out or helping us promote the tweet to the rest of the world. Having a guy that has 1.2 million followers retweeting our stuff isn't what we see every single day.
Well, I appreciate that. So explain, who is this player who slow rolled by catching a home run and making it seem like he didn't? That's amazing.
This guy's name is called Lin Zhexuan. He actually played in the major leagues for a while for the Boston Red Sox. He was once one of the best prospects from Taiwan to the Red Sox organization. He was one of the best fielders that Taiwan has ever produced. And he came back to Taiwan, back to the CPBL, I think about 5 years ago. He got drafted by what was then called the EDA Rhinos. And then a couple years later, in 2017, that team got rebranded to the Fubon Guardians. And so now the Fubon Guardians last night, our time, this morning your time, played against the Uni Lions, and he was, again, showed that he's one of the best outfielders in the CPBL in Taiwan.
I've never seen it before. Everybody should check it out. It's, again, it's at CPBL. Thank you for calling. I appreciate you appreciating my tweets. I've never seen anything like it. That's why I put it out there. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thank you, Rich.
You got it. How about that?
That was awesome.
We are the world.
We are the people.
We are the children.
Children.
We are the ones.
Honestly, this is like this is. I feel like I'm in a Benetton ad all of a sudden. Honestly, it's
great job.
That guy would get drilled so hard in his next at bat if he played in MLB.
I don't understand. If you're a great prospect for the Red Sox, why are you going to Taiwan? Shouldn't you go to the Dodgers?
Oh, man. Roll your brake.
If you're a great 5-tool player outfielder, shouldn't... What's he doing not going to the Dodgers if you're that good?
That cuts like a knife, Rich. That cuts like a knife. But it feels so right.
I don't know. Is that wrong to say?
No,
I'm mixing it up.
Mix it up.
This is what I'm doing.
Mix it up.
And the kitchen wrist twisted
am I
like
doing
it's stir
wrong?
Fry.
I need to go.
No, like, Rich, you're a little too big.
You got to go clockwise. Clockwise.
I'm doing it clockwise.
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
I'm mixing it up.
Clockwise.
You know what I am?
In the kitchen.
I think I need to hydrate. I think I'm cramping up from that mixing it up.
Get this
honestly, what's he doing in Taiwan? He should be in Los Angeles if he's that good from the Red Sox.
All right.
Come on.
They might not still be in the park.
Oh, boy. I'm having just a fun time with
Brockman's that. Face when you said that just turned the stove.
I don't understand.
Is Bet staying here in L.A.? They're paying him, right?
He signed a huge extension. Like 12 years.
I'm
an idiot.
When you're on your unnamed boat.
By the way,
And enough when the of the Dodgers blowing this series. They're getting beat by a better team and better managing. Like, let's give the Braves some credit. This isn't the Dodgers blowing it. This is the Braves taking
What's more of a, and I, Sarah, if you're still out there, I would like to, you should, either she needs to call in or chime in. What is more surprising for people who know Chris Brockman for years? The fact that he's a dad or he's standing for the Braves on national television and radio.
Saying it with his chest, too. Like
he's here. You will not disrespect the Atlanta Braves when Chris Brockman's around.
A better team and a better manager.
I don't know. Or the guy who once, you know, gave my children the top and bottom of the Tupperware that he'd been sitting on for 5 weeks as a present.
He's growing
returning
up.
It to my wife by trolling my children. That guy's a dad now.
Funny joke.
And now he's a brave Stan. Is that how you say it?
With the holidays coming up, we'd like to offer you a little something special. And all we're asking in return is a few moments of your time to help support a great sponsor of this podcast. We ask that you complete a short survey because your opinion matters to us and our sponsors. It'll only take a couple minutes. And if you're one of the first people to do it, we'll give you a reward in return. Just go to podcastopinions.com and everything will be right there for you. That's podcastopinions.com. The first 150 people who complete the survey will get a $10 gift card to Amazon.com. All of our shows are supported by advertisers, so filling this out will really help us. Please go to podcastopinions.com, and as always, thank you for supporting the show.